Welcome back to Flow Out Loud 360, aka Flow 360. Despite everything that's going on in the world today, I hope and pray everybody is doing well, a-okay. Stay safe, continue to sanitize, wash, keep your mask on. Whatever you do, stay safe. 6 feet. Amen. All right, my friend, if you haven't already, please like and share this and go please follow me on YouTube and Instagram at Flow Out Loud 360. I'm going to put the link below so that you can easily get there. Please like and share, like and share, like and share. Okay, so thank you for all those that watched and participated. We opened the new year of 2021 with the hosting of the New Unity Women's Conference, A Love Story. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. It was definitely an awesome conference. And I want to give a special shout out and thank you to Lady Baker. Definitely appreciate you and thank you so much. You know, sometimes you run into people who always talk about the vision, but they never invest in the vision. So thank you so much for your time, your energy, for coming over, speaking, for what you've done. You already know, okay? You already know. And I thank you to my special guest as well, Evangelist Benita Hayes out of Illinois. She brought that word. She brought that fire. Evangelist Tanya Seabrook out of Iowa. She brought that fire. You know, she gave us a word. And also a special thank you to Inthia Lulu Yu-Yu. Living Center Slora, thank you. To Miracle Leach, thank you as well. They gave us some beautiful selections. So a big shout out to all those once again who turned out to watch us, to share, to have watch parties. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. You helped make the conference a great success, and thank you for that. So there's already been a request for this to happen again. On an expanded level. And so we'll definitely be letting you know if and when that happens about the dates on that as well. So in my downtime last year, I had the opportunity to participate in some seminars and conferences, and I've had the opportunity to explore and expand my knowledge of my craft as well as a speaker and as a life coach. And the one thing I tell people all the time is preparation is key. So you can give a person a toolbox full of tools, but if they don't know how to use the tools, it's of no value to them. So I took the time to sharpen my skills, to hone my tools, to educate myself in some areas that I wanted to know more about. And my goal was to make sure I come out of quarantine time better than I went in, for sure. So that was my goal. So we're going to be expanding the platform of Flow Out Loud 360 in some different ways, and not just keeping it simple, but maybe stepping outside the box this year. So this 2021 year, my goal is to uplift, inspire, and equip us with more knowledge so that we can continue to grow as people and spread that knowledge. You know, if you have a topic you want to hear about, or you want us to talk about, or have a special guest on the store, the show about, hit me up at the link flowoutloud360@gmail.com. I'll definitely do my best to get that in. Even if you want to come yourself, you know, you're welcome to do that as well. One of the biggest things we're dealing with right now, no matter what your race is, no matter what your color is, your gender is, we all are dealing with the same thing, and that's this pandemic. And it has affected us in so many ways. You know, people have lost loved ones. They've lost friends, jobs, businesses have closed. And so when we're complaining about our day, let's keep in mind somebody else has it much worse than we do, you know. So let's encourage one another and lift one another up right now, because we could all use that in some type of way, okay? Awesome. So listen, there have been so many changes in the last few months. There have been a lot of needed focus on social injustices that people of color have been facing for years. Due to the tech age, it has been captured for the world to see. And it seems like in some ways this country has had the sheets removed to uncover the hidden truth of how so many people feel about people of color, brown people, black people, however you want to label yourself, but the sheet has been pulled back. And, you know, when I was growing up, I would often hear about how my people gave their lives for not just me, but for those that look like me, you know. just to have a seat at the table, to be able to vote, to be able to ride, to be able to eat, walk, and shop where I want to shop when I want to shop. But now I look around at this society and I see that we still have people being killed for the cause without even having consent. You know, and it's sad. And what I mean by that is they don't even know they're dying for the cause. Something like that. People did not sign up for this, but it's happening. They're being killed for minor things, you know, stops, just simple stuff that shouldn't lead to what it leads to. And so those social injustices have been put out there because of tech. Basically, because now we have phones, you know, with cameras and everything is captured, you know. With that being said, you know, it's been a struggle. It's been a lot of stuff put on a lot of people. And some people have, you know, just had enough. It's almost like the straw that breaks the camel back, you know. So I think that it's just being put out there in the forefront and people have taken different things. Everybody has a different way of doing things. And so people have taken different stances, outlooks on things, made to maybe embrace things that they normally wouldn't have embraced because they were not paying attention at that time. But because of the pandemic, people have had to stop and listen to a lot of things that's going on because there was nothing else to do. So what I look around and see that people are still being killed for the cause of just having a right to do something. And it's sad. But if you want people to take us serious, we should take us serious as well. So we should stop taking us out, you know, because we are taking us out. And what I mean by that is we still have black on black crime and that needs to be addressed. So we always want to address the other people, but who's going to address us? We need to address ourselves and take care of that. We need to start encouraging one another. We need to start being helpful one to another. We should embrace each other and learn how to coexist with one another and take us serious so that everybody else outside of the circle can take you serious as well. All right. You know, it's possible to look at all the changes taking place even before the pandemic hit. And due to all the social issues that were going on, did any one of you guys notice that how we started to band together and start to support Black-owned businesses and start to support each other in many causes that needed our attention? Because before, you know, the Black dollar did not circulate in the Black community for very long at all. It was in and out. It was just that brief. It was like opening up a door, in, out. You know, one of the communities that we know that the dollar circulates in a whole lot more is the Jewish community. That dollar stays in the community and it circulates in that community so much longer than any other community. We will take our money and take it everywhere else. But as things have started to happen, we've noticed that that the dollar has started to stay within our own community a little while longer. And I think that as things continue to change and people start to embrace the change of supporting one another, that it will begin to stay in the community and help us build up each other more. But in order for that to happen, again, we have to take us serious. We are great people. We were born kings and queens. And don't let anybody tell you different. We did not come over here. When we were picked up off that island, we were not slaves on that island, okay? So we were already kings, we were already queens. And so I think that we need to carry ourselves in that aspect as a queen, as a king. And when you take you serious, other people will take you serious, okay? That's my rant for the day. So listen, there have been so many changes in the last few months. There have been a lot of needed focus on the social injustices that people of color have been facing for years, but due to the tech age we live in, it has been captured on a large scale for the world to see. It seems like in some ways this country has had the sheets removed to uncover the hidden truth of how people really feel and towards Black and brown people. So when I, you know, as I, growing up, I would often hear about how people of color who gave their lives for not just me, but for you, how they would, you know, just so that we could have a seat at the table, that we could vote, that we could ride, that we could walk and shop in any of the stores that we choose to. And now when we look around, we see people being, you know, of color, you know, black and brown, and being killed without consent. I mean, if they didn't sign up for what they're being martyred for, basically. So, you know, it's sad. It's really sad. But if we want people to take us serious, we first have to take us serious. We have to stop taking us out, because basically we are taking us out. We should be on that whole level of encouraging one another. We should be helpless one to another. We should embrace each other's differences and learn how to coexist with one another. We may not agree, but we can agree to disagree and be about our business and go on. And so until we take us serious, other people will not take us serious. It's possible. You know, if we look at all the changes taking place now, even before the pandemic hit, due to the social issues that were going on, if you notice, people started to band together and support Black-owned businesses, Black news outlets and media outlets. I was reading an article just a couple of days ago about a group of five of the largest radio stations that got together because they wouldn't, I want to say it was iHeartRadio, don't quote me on that, would not allow certain media platforms on their platform. And so these five of the largest African-American radio stations got together and created their own. And so there's this app in the App Store, and I have to get the name of it, but you can actually download this particular app, and it allows you to have access to about 45 of the 45 African-American radio stations, something like that. So, and it's and podcasts. So it's podcasts, radio stations, things like that. And so, but during this time, we've noticed that people have began to embrace each other. We have had a lot of entrepreneurs that come out of this downtime during the pandemic. People have started to figure out, hey, what can I do? Because people have lost jobs, you know, things have gotten tight. So people began to think, you know, what is it that I can do that will allow me to be able to not just survive, but to thrive in, you know, the times that we are in? How can I set myself up so that the next time something like this happens, I'm not beholden to somebody else, but I can create my own source of income, my own source of being able to take care of myself and my family. And so I think that it's very important that we as people embrace some of the changes that are taking place amongst ourselves that are for our benefit and that's for our better. You may not be able to start something, but your sister or brother that has started something, encourage them, you know, find a way to support them, you know, share that you know that they're there. That'll help. And I think, again, until we take us serious, nobody else is going to take us serious. Keep your dollar in your community. Help it circulate, you know, help build up what you have, because when you build up what you have, then other people won't have a problem supporting that. Build up what you got. Take you serious. On another note, the one thing I've done, during this time is I've definitely stayed on my P's and Q's, when it comes to what's going on. I don't do a lot of TV. I DVR here and there for shows I like on a rainy day when I have some downtime, which is hardly ever. But I like to stay informed, and I love reading information. I love intaking information. I'm like a sponge. I like to soak a lot of stuff in, you know. And there are so many things right now during this pandemic that, you know, I've just noticed about some changes. And so we have to... So you know, I've noticed, like I said previously, so many opportunities out there, and entrepreneurs like myself, we get into involved during this time because it has allowed us the chance to be able to take the time to research and plan and test, put things into action to get things accomplished. And if you're trying to reach people, now is the time because everybody is at attention in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Everybody is at attention. Right now, people are listening. People are focused. So they're focused on what's next. So my words of wisdom right now would be get up and get it done. I mean, you are your success story. You are your magic potion. You hold the keys to your locked door. Move. Just move. So the new awesome thing that I want to talk about in this segment is we talked about how so many things have changed, right? So the biggest thing I think right now is that we have a new leader. We have the first female vice president, a woman of color. And before you start all the negative comments, sweep around your own front door. So let's remember, you have not always made the right decisions when you were in that moment in your life. You made the decision that was best for you at that moment in your life. So don't send me the comments about what she did, what she stood for, right now where she at. Let's talk about that. So don't put the negative comments and don't throw shade and try to discredit the accomplishment that she has. Okay, my thought on that is that it's done. It's done. It's done. Okay. And so now that it's done and we have Biden and we have Kamala in office, I want to know what changes do you want to see and how do you think that the change that we have will affect the country? Now that I do want you to type in the comments. Okay. I do want to hear about, you know, your thoughts on that. You know, one of the issues outside, we definitely right now, people are hurting right now. People are struggling. People are wondering how they're going to make it, how they're going to provide for their families. And, you know, taking a vaccine would be something that would be beneficial, you know, because then you can get out, you can do things. You're not really worried or scared. But at the same time, this was done so fast. And with the history that has been behind us taking these types of medical procedures unknown to us at some times, there's not a lot of trust going on. So give me your thoughts on that. What are you thinking about the vaccination? And if you're gonna take a vaccine, do you think it's safe? Do you think it's too quick? Did they make it too fast? Drop your comments. Let me hear your thoughts on that. You know, the other thing we got to think about too is that economists are saying, you know, the pandemic will have long-term effects on people's ability to be able to get employment. So business, I mean, because businesses they've closed their doors, they've cut staff down to a bare minimum. And of course we see Biden trying to push this $1 trillion plan on the table to try help and boost the economy and give source of financial assistance to families. But is this just a band-aid that he's putting on a huge sore, or is this gonna be a fix, you know, a long-term fix, or will we have to keep going back and dipping in this pot? You know, how are you using what you're getting to put yourself in a better position to do better so that no matter how long this pandemic goes on, or that you're in a position to maybe be a little better off than, you know, you were when you went in. What do you think about the turn in the economy? How do you think we're going? What do you think is going to happen? What do you see yourself in the next 4 years? And, you know, let's just talk about it. See you on the other side of the beat.